Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, been known to be a little salty after games over the course of the years, and it's understandable. All coaches can be upset after games. A lot of those coaches, though, say, quote unquote, I hate losing no matter what. You're not necessarily that way. Why?
Well, I mean, if you play good and you do everything you're supposed to do, why dwell on a loss right there if you're doing everything right? But last night, different story. I'm over it right now. I'm over it after video today. But it was a frustrating loss because we battled back. We showed some grit. We're down two. You know, we tie it up, and then we give up two goals in the last 3.5-4 minutes of the second period. And no, that's frustrating. All you got to do is just lock it down a little bit and manage the rest of the period. Go in 3-3, and you'll take that any day of the week in Mankato. And so, no, that was frustrating. There's no question about that. And we're having some defensive breakdowns that, you know, we need to take care of.
In football, if one player makes a mistake, it might lead to a sack. It might lead to an incomplete pass. But the vast majority of times, the offense still has the ball. In hockey, you make a mistake, and it's an odd man rush the other way in a scoring chance. That's what magnifies a mistake in hockey, right?
Well, again, I can't speak. I think other sports all have their problems with them when there's a mistake, but it's just the bottom line is that we're a unit of five, and you got to maintain that unit of five when you're on the ice.
You've talked several times this year already about habits, and over the years of traveling with you guys, one of those habits that I hear over and over and over again, especially early on in the season, is starting and stopping. That's a mainstay of Beaver hockey. What are some of those other habits that make Beaver hockey what it is?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily Beaver hockey. I think it's just habits in general where it correlates to success, and stopping and starting is just one of those things. And you got to push through. You got to push through pain. And stopping and starting, you know, it can expend a lot of energy on your legs. There's a lot of things. Hanging out in front of the net. Blocking shots. I mean, there's just so many. Yeah, I mean, there's things we want to correlate Beaver hockey with things that are hard to do, things that you know are part of your mental makeup
and difference makers.
Yeah, it just that's what it is, and you want that mystique about your team, and you know, there's no question. I mean, we have to get a little of that back right now, and we're taking a few shortcuts here and there. And that's nothing major. It's all curable stuff. But, again, I'm talking more defensive breakdowns last night too, Schultz. You're probably going a little more in depth than what I'm thinking right now. But, I mean, as long as you bring it up.
You always talk about winning that special teams battle and how important it is. You're really behind the eight ball when you give up two. But against Michigan Tech, there were times where they didn't get zone entry until, you know, there was 20, 30 seconds left in the power play. Number one key, win that faceoff. Number two key, stop zone entry, right?
100%. Like, let's be good up ice. When you're good up ice, if you can clear a puck and you're good up ice, you're going to minimize end zone time. And that's the whole idea of having a good penalty kill, is minimizing end zone time. Because the longer they're going to be in the zone, there's going to be a subtle breakdown here and there.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. You're down your top two defensemen, Tom. Now down Aaron Miller tonight as well. With all the moving parts to your lineup, consistency is a hard expectation, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just injuries are all part of the game. So I think as a coach, we realize we're going to be dealing with this stuff all year. And you can't dwell on it because that's just the reality of it. But we feel we've got a lot of, you know, puzzle pieces and guys that are going to get opportunities and they're going to play well.
Last year, you didn't give up 17 goals until your seventh game of the year. Too easy to say that's just missing Tommy Muck. But every year players need to step into different roles, and quite honestly, one guy can't necessarily fill Tommy Muck. It's going to take a couple of guys, right?
100%. It's a collective group, and our collective group's got to get a little better defensively.
Still early, but have you worked on that late game extra attacker pulled goalie situation, and how'd you like how the execution was last night?
We actually haven't worked on it yet.
Well, then I'd say last night was pretty darn good.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is having good spacing and using the weak side of the rink and then letting guys make some plays. And I think that's what you got to do.
Aaron Myers will make his Beaver debut tonight, collegiate debut tonight. Since I can't get to practice here, I haven't seen him play. What's kind of his game?
Well, he's been injured a lot too, but he's been with us obviously the last week and a half, 2 weeks, but he's had a lower body injury and it's been nagging him. But I think Aaron he's a well-rounded player. I think probably his greatest strengths, he doesn't have a lot of deficiencies. He makes plays. He moves well. He shoots the puck well. Like, he does a lot of good things. He's really a heady player.
Haven't asked you either about Eric Martin or Jack Paul. What's kind of their game?
Well, Eric Martin, another heady guy. I think last night he had a nice assist on Ethan Somoza's goal. He can make plays. I mean, he can make plays. And, you know, we like him, and he's going to have a bright future. And Jack Powell's got, like, good legs. He's got good physical attributes. He's like 5'10", 180. He's strong. He's a strong skater.